Blessed evening to all of you and also to our brothers and sisters who are joining us in this worship at the Shrine of Jesus the Divine Word by live stream. We've been reading from this book of Kings these days, several weeks already. And we have this famous story of the Queen of Sheba visiting King Solomon to verify his reputation for his wisdom and devotion to God. And the queen tested him, tested his capacity by having him solve all kinds of riddles, hard questions. And in the end, the queen found that Solomon indeed could solve every riddle presented to him. The visit of this Queen of Sheba contributes to the exaltation and magnificence of magnificent reputation of King Solomon as a wise king. But the biblical author puts emphasis on the exceptional wisdom of Solomon, who shows his wisdom above all in his capacity to answer all the proposed problems and enigmas of his guest. And the Queen of Sheba represents the Oriental world, or the world of the East, with its fame of wisdom and exotic riches. Thus the encounter with King Solomon answers in an authoritative manner the issue of the king of true wisdom, and that can be traced ultimately to God, who blesses his king with wisdom. We notice that in the final analysis, this wisdom, they realize, was not innate in Solomon, but rather a wisdom, the capacity came from God. We notice also in this biblical text that there is a discreet, they say, apologetic intention. When we say apologetic intention, it's to, as a kind of a political propaganda for monarchy at that time. But beyond that, there was also an interest for promoting other dimensions like the religious and missionary intentions of the text. The fame that characterized Solomon's reign became a motive to confirm the faith in the only God, who is the fountain of true wisdom. The search for wisdom, characterized by sincerity, openness, humility, and with passion, leads us to encounter the true fountain of wisdom, which we Christians call and believe that this wisdom is found in Jesus Christ, the truth, the personified wisdom of God. As Jesus would testify later on in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 42, regarding the Queen of Sheba, that there was someone better than Solomon's wisdom in their midst. No? If the Queen of Sheba was in search for wisdom in Israel and went through the motions of journeying towards Israel to find that wisdom, Jesus lamented that they failed to see his contemporaries the true wisdom greater than Solomon was in their midst, meaning he who is the wisdom of God they did not recognize. For us, true wisdom is Jesus Christ. While it is important that we put emphasis in our pursuit for knowledge, like our students here, of philosophy, of sciences, for the training of the mind, the training of character, for the success to have a degree, for one's happiness, and ultimately to have a meaningful life. But that those gifts, those human knowledge and wisdom would find only its summit in God's wisdom when they are aligned with the wisdom of God. May we be delivered from the danger of pride, of intellectual pride, thinking that we are great because we are intelligent academically or in our fields. While it is true because they are gifts from God, but if this leads us to forget God, who is the source of wisdom, that is a great danger. And so the invitation of the gospel today is very important, that we do not remain on the appearances, but rather into our interiority, where you and God knows. You can fake your conduct and appear to people, and we can mislead them by the appearances of our actions. But before God, in our interiority, we cannot fake Him. And it is important. Now, as he would emphasize, that it is in our interiority that we need to form, and we need the wisdom of God to form our interiority according to his wisdom, according to his goodness. And this is one of the exercises of growing in our interiority, the silence, the listening to His Word, and try to check ourselves against the Word, the values of His Word, the values of the Kingdom. As I've said, we can fake appearances, but God reads every heart. And we ask the Lord that we may have that wisdom and the courage also to listen and open ourselves to Him, that He may transform us, our interiority, our hearts, our minds, with His wisdom. Amen.